on your smart speaker.
Connect with Perth.
Now, there is a school in Perth that is home to some very high-tech, out-of-this-world facilities. And our roving reporter, Kate Lever, is at a Kids in Space program this morning. She's at Joseph Banks Secondary College in Banksia Grove. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Nadia. I'm about to set foot on the surface of Mars here at the WA Space Science Education Centre. It's at Joseph Banks Secondary College in Banksia Grove. Got my space suit on, Nadia, and there's helmets as well we can pop on our head. This is seriously impressive. So this is a multi-million dollar building. It's fit for purpose and it's all about engaging kids in STEM, in careers potentially in space. Phil Woss is the director of the WA Space Science Education Centre. You haven't been open for long. End of last year it was open, but okay, you've got to explain to me where we're standing at the moment, Phil.
Okay, so currently we're in the Orbiter Room, which is part of our Mission to Mars program. Students that would be in here would be getting ready to go onto Mars. They'd be working out what their mission is. They'd be getting their equipment ready, putting on their spacesuits, their helmets, their backpacks, and getting ready to go onto Mars.
And then we go through into the airlock until it's safe to step onto the surface of Mars. And then you've got the dome set up with the sand as well, lighting, sound. It's a real amazing simulation of what it might be like on the surface of Mars. What kind of projects are students doing here?
Yeah, so when they go onto the Mars surface, each student has a different role. So they might be an astrogeologist or an astrophysicist. They'll be collecting data and collecting samples from our surface of Mars. And then bringing it back into the STEM lab to analyse that data.
If I had this at high school, I definitely would have been way more engaged with science myself. It's so impressive. And how's it been going? Because students from around WA can actually book it and use it, right?
That's correct. So WA students, we are a resource for the state. We've had a little over 1,700 students through already this year. And about 7,000 touch points across WA. So we really encourage students to get involved.
And what does it mean having that kind of real life? Like, I guess that simulation, it's like they really get to sort of play the role of astronaut and go and collect samples and all that kind of stuff. What does that bring to their learning experience in this field?
Yeah, so we've designed the program to be inquiry-based. So students are exploring that career and that role themselves. We're not telling them what to do every step of the way. They're working it out themselves. They have to communicate with mission control upstairs through their headset, encounter problems and problem solve their way through the mission.
It's fascinating. And we've just come from the Kids in Space program. There's a few hundred kids over in the gym doing this program with the Andy Thomas Space Foundation, where Pete Nikolov is from. Tell us what those kids are up to there today.
We actually tour the whole country, and each state and territory we run our Kids in Space program. And we basically want to use space to inspire kids to get into science, technology and solve problems. And they... part of the training for the teachers is teaching the design thinking process.
Yeah.
And they pass that on to the kids. And they've got to solve problems. We give them two challenges. One of them is solving problems of living in space. How can we make their life better and living in space? Or how we can use space to solve problems on Earth,
yeah,
which is really important to a lot of people.
Now, Archie is one of those students. Archie's 10 from Oakwood Primary. What was your space problem, Archie, that you had to solve?
Our space problem was space junk and how it can be very deadly to astronauts' health in space.
And so what did you do to solve that issue?
So we found out that space junk is broken up satellites and spaceships and that they are metallic and they are magnetic. So we made a massive magnet that attaches onto a spaceship that then flies around, and then when it can't carry any more space junk, it comes down to Earth and then it goes into testing to see if there's life in space.
That is so, so cool. And did you have fun doing the project with your mates?
Yeah, we had lots of fun doing it.
It's brilliant. Nadia, the innovation of these kids and of this whole program is really, really impressive. I'll take some pics. And as I said, I think if I had this at school, I would have been way more engaged with STEM, with science. It is just, it's very different to sitting in a classroom, Nads.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. Please send some photos, Kate. I would love to see it. And well done to the staff and students at Joseph Banks Secondary College. They've got Mars at their school. Good on you, Kate.
Thanks, Nads.
Kate Lever there. Gee, she does some great stuff out and about in the community. It is 27 minutes past 10. More of your stories coming through. I love it. About setting off a fire alarm. Let's set the scene, says Mark.